see stop signs between where I live and where I got to be, which is the bottom of the hill. And once in a while, I'll get behind somebody going down that hill. And they time it so that they hold it for an extra beat and a half at every stop sign so that I have to stop twice.
Yeah.
You know that stop twice thing? Like, you get a certain amount of momentum, and they stop, and you're thinking in your mind, okay, go.
California.
They hold it for one extra beat, so you stop, then they go. Now you have to go 8 feet, stop again, and then go again. You have to do two stops to every one of their stops. All right, and then I pulled a maneuver on him. I swooped him on one of the stop signs and gave it gas. But as I got to the bottom of the hill, I realized I was facing a red light. And there's no way I can be waiting there
when they come up. Yes.
Because then the swoop is for naught.
Yes.
So I make a quick right heading the opposite direction. Even though I'm running late, I'm saving face. And he doesn't know where I'm going.
What does that mean, though? Because there's a psychological thing attached to that, Adam.
Yeah, it's
if you go the wrong way just for someone you don't know.
Hostility meets stupidity. I think is what that is.
It's stupid and aggressive, right? Beer meets sun meets aggressive.
Right. Meets
one-hour nap.
Meets egotard meets buying a silver. All right. Queens of the Stone Age going to be at the Ozfest this Saturday in San Bernardino, which is cool, I guess. I've never been to an Ozfest. What goes on those things?
It's a lot of free sunburn, a lot of mullets, a lot of Budweiser. It's kind of like that golf tournament you were at.
Right. But probably not as many rope gold chain bracelets and nugget watches. I'm guessing.
No, it's more like fake gold and lots of metal.
Same car we can get every time.
Yeah, this is our car work. Drew, it's great radio, by the way.
Total panic.
Hold up a picture and refer to it over the air. Who are all the bands? Or do you know all of them who are showing up on this leg?
Pantera, Ozzy, Soulfly, and Incubus, and also there's Pantera, Ozzy, Soulfly, and Incubus.
And then Ozzy comes on last and kind of seals the show.
Yeah, he yells and he tells everyone he loves them, and I believe that he does.
Can he still do it?
Actually, yeah, he can. He can still do it.
He's a little shaky, but he can still do it.
He can do it, man.
But when you see Ozzy interviewed, you think, oh, man, this guy's going to have trouble getting the newspaper in the morning, much less performing in front of 25,000 people. But does he bring it on when he hits the stage?
Well, when, you know, it's deceiving. You see him do an interview live, and he's from Birmingham, so he'll say, like, I've got to go to the bathroom. It sounds like a question, and you're like, are you asking me or telling me?
Right, yeah. All those guys from Alabama, Drew, you can't understand a word they're saying. It's very thick, his accent. Talk about the sticks.
Yeah.
All right, so we will hear something from Queens of the Stone Age real soon. I mean real soon. Like,
really? Like now?
I mean like now, yeah. Yeah, what do you say, Anderson? You have something queued up there?
You got the baby crying. You got the rock?
Oh, you haven't? Is it dirty? No, there's no one.
Depends.
Is it all right? Okay, you listen to it, Anderson. You check. Are we all right?
Yeah, the drum is whistling.
All right. This is off of the CD rated R, by the way. This is called The Art of Keeping a Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queens of the Stone Age.
Bless those kids.
I like that sound. It's got a little bit of that, a little bit of that monster rock. And I don't know what that means. It's a little ghouly rock to it. There's something. Well, it's not big. I don't mean monster big. I mean ghouly. I don't know what
that is.
Yeah, and I don't know what I mean by that. It's just that's the
it's
vibe
dark.
It gives me.
Dark.
No, but not dark. No.
Well, it's not goth,
Adam. Get all on right, with it. No, hell? You are a mess.
Oh, shut up. How dare you? You who goes into the next room and makes personal phone calls.
He's making phone calls talking to Bruce.
Bruce is here.
Boys.
How dare you weave Bruce into this?
I've had anal sex and I've passed out a couple times.
Your beloved Bruce. That's him now. What is Dr. Bruce doing here? He always makes me nervous. Bruce.
That's why he attacks you, Bruce. You make him nervous. Got that?
I walked in. I saw Bruce standing in front of your chair, and I was like, oh, Christ. No. No, not tonight. No. No, dear
hey,
Lord, no.
Two physicians can sign you into a psych facility.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yes.
Thank God I could kick both your wimpy asses. Look at Bruce. Okay, one big nose and an ear.
Two guitars. We had two El Cabongs here to bring you in.
Oh, he did? He brought guitars. Hey, Bruce, don't pester the band with your guitar nonsense either.
No tech talk.
Oh, God. You know, it's so funny. Bruce knows more about the guitars than the lead guitar players of most bands who come in here. So during the commercial, Bruce will lean over and he'll go, how many pickups in that Strat? And the guy will, like, look at him and go, I don't know, man. Justin?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Adam.
Yeah.
You are my idol. Dr.
Funny.
Drew, yeah. You are a genius.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
My question is, when me and my girlfriend have sex, she tends to tighten up. And I wanted to know if this is normal.
It's normal to tighten up. It's not normal to have pain. It's not normal to tighten up so much you can't get in.
Yeah, or get out.
Or get out.
In which case, you have to turn the hose on her.
And take her by the bed afterwards.
Right, take her by the bed.
All right, well, she's telling me that, like, while we're going, it's kind of painful, so we usually end up stopping.
Okay, well, there's something there. Is she tightening up because she's uncomfortable?
I don't know.
That's one reason.
I mean, she says she's totally comfortable with it.
No, but the pain makes her uncomfortable, so she gets tense and tightens up. Or there's something called vaginismus, which can be a couple of different things. One is actually thought to be a spinal reflex, where just the stimulation causes a sudden tightening down, and or
it's
anxiety.
Like one of those sea anemones, right?
Right.
Put your finger in it.
And it closes up on you.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah, me too. Fellas, you hear that? Snap it right off.
Or just being nervous. Can make that tightening up, and or they can be tightening up as a normal part of arousal. So.
Okay.
All right, but how long into it does she tighten up?
Well, she kind of starts off pretty tight, and then it kind of loosens it up, and then like probably 5 minutes, 10 minutes into it, she kind of tightens up again.
And is she in pain during this time?
Well, we usually end up stopping because she is, yeah.
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 All right.
But are you her like first lovers?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Make sure she sees a doctor, just gets a pelvic exam to be sure there's not something triggering the pain that's triggering the tightening.
What if she tightens up and breaks his finger?
His finger?
Well, don't they do the pelvic exam to get the finger in there?
Well, no, that with a speculum, she'd snap that right off.
She would? Yeah. You ever seen, are there any, like, black belt vaginas that snap fine speculum?
I've seen speculum. Highly trained vagina.
Plastic. I've seen them shoot pretty good.
Really? Vagina? Right in the eye?
None of the
they shoot the speck in the mouth? You know, I have one of those your gynecologist friend gave me once. Did I tell you that?
No. Thanks for sharing, though.
Yeah. A date came over and found it underneath the bathroom sink.
Next to Ron Jeremy's penis?
No. The maid found Ron Jeremy's penis. Be careful what you have lying around the house, fellas. Ron Jeremy had his penis in the trunk of his car. It's funny. You
in a mold. I'm a latex mold.
Yeah, porn stars, they're like, you know, I guess guys who sell linoleum or something. You know, if you ask them to go out in the van and see what was floating around the trunk, they'd probably float you a few swatches and a couple of samples.
Well, I can get it in blue, can get it in black,
right.
or purple.
If you're Ron Jeremy, you have a latex rendition of your penis rolling around the trunk of your car because that's your line, you know?
Nick and I have that as well.
Yours are
Runs. Ours.
Oh, I see. Because, yeah, I got runs.
Well, we have a comparative swatch of runs as well.
Runs is big, too. Don't compare it to your own. But anyway, my the maid found that. I got to hide that. Blake.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're 17. You're 15. What's up?
Big fan of the show, Adam.
Alright.
I've been dating my girlfriend now for about 9 months, and we've been having sex for about 4 months out of the nine. And so last night she came over, and she has a fetish of hers with strap-ons, and so she pulled a strap-on.
No.
Yeah, serious.
How old is she?
She's about 18.
Mm. About 18?
Yeah.
And you're 15?
Yeah, she just turned 18.
What are you hanging out with an 18-year-old?
Just into him with my friend. Man.
You what?
Just into him.
Just in 18.
No, I met her at a rave.
Anna was in 18-year-olds when he was 15, too.
Well, actually, I was in 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, through early 50s. Doesn't mean I got laid. So she's in the strap-ons.
Yeah. And so last night she brought a strap-on, and I never knew this before. And so I thought she was going to have another girl over. I'm like, all right with it. But then she wanted to use it on me.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, hell no. But then we started talking, and she got me into it.
Right.
So she used it on me.
Did you use your strap-on asshole?
Was that like Jedi mind tricks?
And
Diana?
Yeah.
And so it got me excited a little, and I was just wondering if
no way.
Gay.
No.
Blake, this is a totally bogus question. No 18-year-old chick used a strap-on on your scrawny 15-year-old ass.
All right, if you're not joking, it's fine. It doesn't mean anything.
All right.
It means zero.
It means
you're 15, he's 29.
What?
Bathhouse. This is the life, though.
Yeah.
This is today's kids, Drew.
Yeah.
No, I talk to today's kids all the time. Even this one surprised me.
No, you know who you talk to? Yesterday's and tomorrow's kids, but you don't talk to today's kids.
All right, well, finally, today I'm talking to today's kids.
Hey, Blake?
Yeah.
Did she really put this thing in you?
Yeah.
And was it a novelty size penis, or was it just a beginner strap on?
I have no idea.
I remember.
Is there a gauge for beginner
strap? Yeah, there's one called My First Strap On. And it's a little bit. I think Kenner makes it. I'm trying to think who makes this one. It's maybe Hasbro. I can't remember. It's a little bit smaller. It's tapered a little bit more.
Later version? But it's the writing, My First Strap On, that feels so good.
Yeah, it's the
embossing. It's written on the side, you know, for your pleasure.
That's right. My first strap on. That's right. Let's see if we can get it to the end this time.
It's like a shrinky dink one, except better.
Yeah, it's kind of a beginner's. They have training bras. Why not train your asshole while we're at it? Ryan, but seriously, my invention of the strap on asshole, I think, would go over big for a lot of these ladies who are into this. And that would be my deal. Hey, you strap that on, I'll strap this on, we'll be fine. As a matter of fact, I would just save him some time and go, listen, you put the strap on, dildo on, I will strap on the asshole to the side of the sofa, and I will watch TV while you bang the arm of the sofa. And possibly masturbate while I watch you.
Men are so predictable.
Right?
Tonight's show is taking a distinct dark turns. Well, we're here, Drew. That's
ghouly sound of the music, I guess, Adam.
Welcome to Corruption, Queens of the Stone Age style.
Oh, you see guys like? Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 16?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I just want to say what's up to Queens of the Stone Age. Saw you guys yesterday at Offset in Phoenix. You guys rock?
We didn't play in Phoenix yesterday.
Phoenix.
Thank you anyway.
Oh, too bad. Anyway, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Who did you see at Ozfest to rock?
I don't know. I saw
the strap-ons.
I was there from like 11 till midnight, so.
Well, I hear they have cardboard cutouts of us because they miss us, and so maybe saw those.
How was Ozzy?
He was pretty crazy, man. He had this big giant throne, and he was like spinning around in it, and stuff all over the place, and it was weird. All
right. Anyway.
Okay, so anyway, I'm listening to you guys forever. Love you.
Thanks.
I just want to say what's up to Engineer Anderson, too, because he's awesome.
Yeah, he is good.
All right. Okay, my girlfriend, she's 15, right? We've been going out for about a year now. And we've been having sex for about 6 months. And recently she's asked me to have anal with her. And I was just wondering about, you know, is that really weird?
How old is she?
She's 15.
Mm. Is she there?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew. Yeah, can we talk to her?
Bless the children.
Where are we going, by the way?
Tonight?
No, I just mean...
Like a society?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking to myself, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, it's going to be like, I mean, you'll still be doing this show. I'll have moved on to a rule in the free world, but you'll still be here doing this show.
It's going
to
be Fred McMurray and Jimmy Stewart.
Doing the show?
No, that's the way their behaviors will go. All the way back the other way.
No, no. I think it's going to be like my girlfriend asked me to rape her nostril. We're in an astral love or something. I mean,
we got
to
throw sushi in and then.
We got to, like, the ante must be upped, right?
Yeah.
Is she there? Can we talk to her?
No, she's at home right now.
No, she's there. I heard her.
No, she's not here.
But you said she was there.
No, she's not here.
She's not?
No, she's at home.
All right, well, I believe she's
she got two lines. Put her ass on the phone.
Yeah, how about we do a little conference call?
No, you can't call her. Her parents will get so pissed off, dude.
Yeah, but she's just talking about anal sex.
What's the problem?
What?
All right. So, yeah, you don't want to do this?
Well, I was just wondering. Is this really, really weird?
This is a bonus call, basically.
No.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Why, is it creeping you out, Ryan?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know what the guy's saying. I believe him.
For God's sakes.
She's 15. She wants anal sex.
Oh,
and he's creeped out by it because he thinks something's up with her.
See, I think this is a cry for help. I'm not sure that this is actually a reality. I think, you know.
You think she doesn't actually want the anal sex?
No, I think she doesn't exist, and this is a cry for help in general.
I see. Oh, by Ryan. You think,
perhaps.
When he says his girlfriend, he could be referring to his ass.
I mean, he saw us in Phoenix yesterday and we weren't there. What else has he said?
And we heard a girl in the background. He says you can talk to her and then, ooh, he's not here anymore.
Let's see. I think there could be a whole thing
that
Ron is leaving out of the picture.
I will go along with the committee on this one. Queens of the Stone Age are our guests tonight. We will hear some more stuff from them in the 11 o'clock hour and we'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to who, Drew?
Austin.
Austin is 14, can't fall asleep unless he drinks gin. Wants to know if there's a problem with that. We'll find out after this. Yeah. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Pearl, and that is Dr. Drew over there.
You didn't want water, did you?
Yeah, I would like some. Nick and Josh are both here from Queens of the Stone Age.
No,
Josh, that is yours, brother. I'll get mine later. You know the problem with us, Drew?
Mm.
I was just thinking about this when we discovered the warm soda and warm water room.
Oh, yeah.
And we're both elated.
Yeah.
Remember two nights ago?
More evidence of our low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about me. Like, I'm a pain in the ass. I'm even kind of a prima donna and all that stuff. But I still think I should pay for my own water. At my radio show, or at least go get it,
bring
it myself.
Right, right, right.
And you're horrible. You're like a dog that's been beaten.
Yeah.
Beaten mercilessly. Yeah, your entire life. You have nothing. So between the two of us. So picture this. So two nights ago, Drew and I don't know where they keep the water here, but we always want a water.
We never find one.
They always give the guests the water, and sometimes we get water, but sometimes we don't. And there's this little mini fridge that's in someone's office that we're not supposed to be in there. And when we look in there and there's no water, then we just get discouraged and come back. But a couple nights ago, somebody opened the door and we saw where they keep the water. And me and Drew were really excited. Like, oh, my God, we stumbled onto the water room. This is the room where they keep the water. Yeah. And Drew was like, don't go in there. That's where they keep the water. And I thought to myself, wow, we host a show. We could probably get some water. It wouldn't be that big a deal. I
mean, okay.
We could say, like, hey, every single night we want a water on the
show. No, we couldn't.
We couldn't?
No. Think about
it. What's wrong with us that we don't think that way? And I'm, like I said, people look at me. I mean, Anne and Anderson and Danielle, you look at me as kind of like an a-hole prima donna, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, they're all enthusiastic. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never seen him.
He is a world-class dick.
Wow. Anne just threw her back at him, nodding.
Wow.
She banged her chin on her sternum so hard on the way down.
She injured herself.
You
get the usual blank stare that you get when
No, I get a very vigorous nod.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you guys think that, and it's true. You should think that. But I'm still kind of weird about, like, the waters and stuff, and I know Drew's just weird all the way around. Is it really hot in here now?
Really
hot. Is that
hot.
What's going on?
It's unbelievable.
You're turning up the heat.
All right. We'll hop back on the phones. Austin?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I can't get to sleep without drinking gin or rum or something.
Not a good thing, Austin, right?
All right.
Who in your family's an alcoholic?
Nobody.
Come on.
Nobody's an alcoholic. My dad has one or two every night.
All right. Does he get a little irritable when he drinks? Get a little bit aggressive sometimes?
He gets calmer.
Gets calmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it helps him sleep.
Yeah. Do you drink other times during the week?
No, just when I can get to sleep.
Just me drinking. And why can't you sleep?
I don't know. I just never fall asleep.
How many nights a week is this?
During the week.
Many alcoholics start their relationship with alcohol to try to sleep, Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick.
But listen, I'm not just having a relationship with alcohol. I'm having a full-blown love affair.
I know.
It's
red wine. Red wine.
We'll show all of you one day.
Yeah. Me and you. Together.
Yeah, they said we couldn't make it, babe. That's what I say to the bottle every night.
And on to the 14th. We made it this long.
Yeah, they said we wouldn't last.
One and go to sleep.
It can be extremely destructive to your growth and development. Now, I don't know.
Well,
are you a big fan of Elvis Presley?
No.
Okay.
I don't know if you're really, this is the beginning of an alcoholic process, or you just have awful judgment and you have other
problems. If you're drinking gin, listen, at 14, gin is not supposed to taste good. You're not supposed to be able to stomach gin. You know what I mean? If you called in and said wine coolers or Mickey's Big Mouth or something, I could go along with that. But if you're talking about gin, right, wild strawberries, that I could see. But gin at 14, what do you mix it with?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just
my dad has a bar. He keeps a little bit of liquor in it. He's collected over the years.
And he thinks it's okay for you to drink.
And by the way, that's what makes a bar. But Austin, you keep liquor there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a closet.
He's 14 though. You know.
Hey, do you just take shots of gin?
Yeah. Just right off the bottle.
Mm. You just take a swig.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what you need to do?
Mix it with something at the very least.
I was going to say, like some Nestle's Quick.
Where do you fill up the bottles with water so your dad doesn't know until they drink something?
Or do your parents think it's okay that you drink like that?
They don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, you may be in trouble there, Austin. Here's what you need to do. Have you found Jesus Christ?
No.
No.
Okay. You need to talk to your doctor about this.
he doesn't have a doctor.
Austin, what you need to do is realize that stuff like alcohol is meant. You're supposed to have a sweet relationship with it. You're supposed to use it and not abuse it, because then you have to give it up and everyone hates a quitter.
Right. And Austin, there may be something more substantial going on here causing your sleep disturbance, and that needs to be evaluated.
Okay.
All right?
Thanks. Hey, Austin.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what you need to do as a kid, and here's what all kids, because you're 14, you're a kid, you need to do this. You need to run yourself around and burn yourself out so you can sleep. Like when you take a dog to the park. You know what I mean? Like, 14-year-old kids should be playing Smear the Queer and Ditch all day, every day, so when they get home, or like me, on the golf course getting drunk, so that when they get home at night, they just pass out. That's what you do when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit around and play Nintendo all day, of course you're not going to be able to fall asleep. Drew, what do you think of that theory?
Oh, we apply that theory on a daily basis.
With your kids?
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo builds anger.
You're going to need gin to fall asleep with Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's PlayStation, whole different story.
Yeah. That's a whole different
animal. That's vodka, actually. PlayStation is a vodka thing.
Holly?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Get her. Get her, you baby. I love you.
I was just wondering what the potential dangers are of egg donation.
Have you looked into this yet?
You know, I've seen ads in the paper, and they're offering a lot of money, and so...
Well, there's...
How much?
$6,000.
The danger to you is the way they get the eggs is by hyperstimulating the ovaries to produce lots of follicles. Then they go in and harvest the eggs. And there's basically two ways they do that. They either stick a giant needle through the wall of your vagina and suck the eggs into a little trap.
Sexy.
Or they do it through a laparoscope. And it's a pretty serious procedure. Also, we don't know the long-term consequences of that kind of stimulation of the ovary, potentially ovarian cancer, maybe even uterine cancer.
Yeah, and I want to have children someday.
Well, it shouldn't affect fertility, and although sometimes the ovaries can be so overstimulated that they grow to the point that they outstrip their blood supply and they can die. So there's a lot of things that can happen. Plus, there's all sorts of ethical concerns about what it means to create a market in human eggs.
Yeah, do you want to have your eggs, like, you know, open to the public?
Well, I would talk to the people before I actually... sold my eggs to them.
To people that were going to buy them?
Make sure they have money?
Do you have that option?
Is talking to them enough to, you know...
Well, I think you can kind of gauge someone by...
Wait a minute.
By a quick conversation?
Don't you basically just give it to a sort of a bank?
Well, no, actually, the ads are by private people through their lawyers.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Really?
Wow, really?
They couldn't just, I mean, I could probably just hit my sister up or something for some eggs. I mean, couldn't, don't they have friends or family members just, they could get some eggs for?
Instead of the,
here's the situation. You have a fertility problem.
Right.
Now, you have an opportunity to break out of the Corolla gene pool.
Oh.
Or are you going to go back in and fish?
Ooh. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
I
could be king, though.
If I could get some really
the Corolla gene pool,
I could, like, have a... Yeah.
They're still going to
think about that one.
They tend to be scrambled if
you
were
still
messing with your sister's eggs.
Still be using your sperm, I suppose. After
I think I still have some of hers from high school lying around somewhere, a shoebox or something. But when she moved out, I swear to God, she's got some of those in like a Hello Kitty notepad or something. I know she's got one lying around. I think I may sell it.
Well, for $6,000, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, popular talk show host sister's egg.
So, Holly, there are concerns, but these are, I guess, personal choices.
Well, hey, are you good egg donor material?
I think I am. I'm in good shape, and I'm attractive and intelligent, so I think, you know, someone would want to have my baby.
Right. But what about this sort of catch-22? You are getting the eggs of someone who thinks it's a good idea to sell their eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you sort of morally just a little bit flawed?
There's sort of a threshold issue there.
Is that true intelligence?
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting in that, yeah, the person's beautiful, they're dynamic, they're intelligent, and they're ethical, but they're selling their eggs to make a buck. It's a little catch-22 there, isn't it?
I was asked that same question at the sperm bank. But I was like, hey, look, I'm good looking, I'm intelligent, and I'm full of sperm. Let's get it on.
It's different for guys. I think that's natural. I just want to find out where she finds these advertisements. Hey, Holly?
Yeah?
Where do they advertise for these things? Penny Saver?
No, San Francisco newspapers.
Oh, perfect.
Typical.
And is $6,000 sort of the going rate?
I think it depends. If they're looking for a specific type, then it's $6,000. If they're looking just in general for eggs, like a
zygote trader,
more like $4,000.
Zygote trader. All right, and I'll look into it. And what about the moral part or the ethical part? I mean, what about having a PCU running around?
I don't know. To me, it's similar to adoption. If I had a baby at 16 and I gave it up for adoption, it would be kind of the same idea.
That's right. But I think the bigger issue here is, what is the implication of creating a market in human egg?
An implication. But don't you think adoption is more like trying to find a good home for something that's more of a mistake? This seems a little more deliberate than, oops, I had a baby.
Well, trying to have a baby.
Well, yeah, what this is adoption, except for you got pregnant on purpose and you're selling your baby.
Pre-planned adoption.
Well, it's
the way of the future.
But you're also trying to create an opportunity to keep some element of your gene pool in that child.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
They're going to use the husband's sperm, presumably.
Right. Okay. And what about this, Drew? What about these loving couples who can't have a child?
To me, it's a dilemma, I think.
Yeah.
I don't see it clearly as going one or the other.
Well, as an atheist who is not an agnostic, an agnostic who believes we're going nowhere after we die, I say it's a free-for-all. I really do. Sell the sperm, sell the egg. Whatever you can. Have kids, sell them.
Get it now.
Drew, really, you have triplets? I would have sold one of them by now. One. You got two.
You have triplets? What have you been drinking, man?
Mm.
Alyssa?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Xanax.
Yeah.
We're this close to gambling on you based on your first two size.
Go ahead.
Okay. My boyfriend, he gets wet before we have sex.
He gets what?
Wet. Like, really wet.
Where?
On his penis.
Wait. You mean the skin?
No, it just shoots out.
It leaks.
Yeah. And it smells really bad.
The leakage smells.
Yeah.
Do you know all about it?
That's the penis's natural defense system. Mine has that, too.
Does it burn when he pees?
Does it smell like urine?
No.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. It just... It's hard to explain. It's really bad.
You sure it's that emission that's smelling?
The what?
Could it just be his sort of funk down there? You know what I mean? Is it only when there's an emission like that?
No, yeah, only when he does that. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when his penis is dry, there's no smell?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, after that, but before.
Wait a minute. The recreation?
Yeah. Hey.
Well, yeah, I mean, after that, but before, but then.
Alyssa, you're good looking, right?
Yeah.
Good. Good, baby.
He's wet before, but dry after.
Before his penis starts dripping, there's no smell to it.
Exactly.
So it's whatever comes out of his penis is what the smell is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you touching yourself right now?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Well,
because I am.
How old is he?
He's 20.
20, you're 16. What's that all about?
Hold on a second. I'm ready to start gambling.
You want to?
I got the gambling vibe.
She got something going on, that's for sure.
For those of you who aren't familiar with the show, we like to gamble on the caller's past misfortune. And Drew says to illustrate a point. To me, it's just to have a good time at the expense of a teenager. But when we hear that real breathy voice from a woman, it often means that something was up. And what we gamble on is the past, not the present. What kind of environment did they grow up in? And maybe it was nothing. And sometimes a good bet is loving mother and father, perfect family. Drew's got a buck out. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go out in the hall and wring out my underpants because they sweated right through them. And when we come back, who are we gambling on? Oh, Alyssa, that's right. We will gamble on Alyssa with the Queens of the Stone Age after this. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. I'm feeling around for my wallet right now. Nick and Josh are here from Queens of the Stone Age. Oh, I just got like a gas pain or something, Drew. Oh, my God. That's weird.
We're blowing aneurysm right here in front of us.
Reveal it all.
It's weird. It all. No, it wasn't one of those I got a fart gas.
Now, pops, it's your diverticulitis, I'm sure.
Yeah. What is that?
Little pockets out of the wall of your colon that get debris caught and then get inflamed.
Wow.
Very lovely thing.
All right.
Well, that's that visual.
Maybe one will pop out.
Yeah, give me the diamond
for you. No. No. I don't need to know.
Put the chalkboard away.
I like to think I'm filled with nougat. All right. I'm putting my buck out there. Nick, Josh, you guys... you sporting a buck? You got any money on
it? What are we betting on? No, I got to
know. Here's what we're doing. Alyssa, who just called in about her boyfriend's penis that smells, he's 20 years old, 16 and 20, not too bad, but I got a real breathy sort of abuse voice out of her.
But you guys got the edge here. I don't know if I want to lose this doll.
This is not going to be an easy one.
It's not a science.
But this one is, it's a science when it's obvious, but this one is not a science.
Right.
Anyone can get this one.
Right. That's Alyssa?
That's what they all say.
We're going to do a little gambling on you, all right? You know how that goes?
No.
You listen to the show?
Yeah.
You never heard us gamble on anybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So,
enthusiastic.
She's zesty. All right. So here's how the gambling goes. We gamble on Alyssa's past. What kind of place, what kind of environment, what was her situation growing up that brought her to where she is today with the 20-year-old boyfriend and the smelly penis and the breathy Marilyn Monroe-type voice? Now, it could be an alcoholic dad. You could go with physical abuse. You can go with sexual abuse. Always a big moneymaker here on Loveline. And sometimes the smart money's on nothing. Everything's fine, no big problems. Because sometimes that's the situation, and other times they'll deny everything, and you win by default. See what I'm saying? All right, so, Drew, you want to go first or last?
I'll go first. I'm going to go with I'm just trying to fill this out, real passive mom versus sort of aggressive, bombastic dad, probably alcoholic, with some exposure to weird sexual behavior, like either found his porn or he exposed himself and came at her ways or inappropriately sexual, but not overt sexual abuse, or a friend at a party that, you know, social inappropriate.
Interesting. Wow. Interesting. Bombastic dad.
Aggressive dad that
exposed her to pornography.
Exposed her to some inappropriate sexual material and touching or something that...
All right.
Got her going.
All right. Nick, you want to give it a try?
I'm going to have to go with alcoholic that taps the little ass every now and again.
Alcoholic dad?
I'm going to have to go...
Inappropriate alcoholic dad.
Yes.
All right. Solid.
Kind of what I did, though.
No, you...
I said alcoholic dad.
But see, you got very specific.
All right.
I'm going to have to go with, you know, seeing dad be kind of, you know, very forward with all sorts of ladies, and her believing that, that that's how you get a good man is by being very overtly sexual and like, hi.
That was and dad, seeing dad or mom be that way?
See dad be that way, that girls get attention by being very overtly sexual.
He left mom to go after girls like that.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that. We can put that there too, you know, like she's got to be sexy to get the right attention.
To control dad.
So it's got to be, exactly. See me talking?
Could be I'll go with dad out of the picture early. Not completely, some contact, but not too interested. Stepdad who came in, not a great guy. No overt abuse. Dad's around, not too far away, but doesn't seem to take any interest.
Here's
in
the reality. These are all good bets. We're all wrong.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Alyssa?
Yeah.
What do we got?
You guys are all wrong.
Okay, I told you.
All right, Drew wins 50 cents for the all wrong.
That's the side bet.
That's the insurance when the dealer shows an ace.
Do I get my crumpled dollar back?
What is your situation growing up?
It's normal. Mm-hmm. And I have both my mom and my dad here.
They're both together?
Yeah.
Still together?
Yeah.
What's your dad do for a living? Attorney?
No, he works for Caltrans.
Same thing.
So he's a male stripper then.
And what's he do?
What's he do?
For Caltrans.
They switch jobs. They do everything. I don't know that much about it.
I mean, does he wear an orange vest?
Hold a sign?
Oh, he does. Hello. Stands by the side of the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Excuse me.
You ever pass him on the way to places?
Yeah, I have before.
Well, where is
that's
that?
Nice.
And he didn't drink at all?
No.
And good guy?
Well, I really don't like him that much.
Okay, how come?
Now we're
somewhere.
Somewhere.
Going to show him something.
How come? What happened?
What?
Why do you like him?
Well, I don't know. He's just never been a really good father.
Like, what did he do?
Well, when I was little, he used to hit me a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Was he drinking when he hit?
No. He used to always smoke weed. I guess he stopped now, though.
Smoking weed and violence?
Huh?
Yeah, it's an unusual combo. I agree with you. But he's an addict. He's an addict. So.
Smoked weed, and he. How often did he hit you?
Well, it's not when he smoked it. It was when he didn't have any to smoke.
Right. All right. And so he was violent with you?
Yeah.
And he stopped doing that now?
Yeah, he has.
Now, where was your mom? Why didn't she intervene with this?
Well, she always knew about it, but she never really did mind.
And why didn't she speak up? Would he beat her, too?
No.
Why didn't she speak up?
Why didn't she? I have no idea.
All right. So we have some physical abuse from a biological dad.
Aggressive dad.
All right. Drew stayed with the... Okay, here's the thing. I'll give Drew a few points for this. A, he stayed with a biological dad, which is a rarity on this show, although the guys did as well, and had an aggressive dad who has a substance problem. Does he still have a substance problem?
No.
What happened?
He stopped, I guess. I mean, I'm not completely sure that he has.
All right. I promise you he hasn't.
All right.
What else has he done that made him not like you?
Or you not like him?
I'm sorry, you don't like him?
I don't know. He's just... I don't know. I just don't really like him.
Any inappropriate sexual stuff you were exposed to? Never.
Never.
Not by him or his friends or what you came upon in the house, right?
When did you lose your virginity?
When I was 12.
Oh, okay. Boy. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy?
How old was that
good
guy?
Girl.
I think it was like 17.
Yeah, so again, but that if she had said that, you know, that's the typical scenario of physical abuse, lose their virginity 12 to 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean there's sexual abuse, even though that's a form of abuse right there.
Are you attributing that to girls, though, or boys and girls?
No, it's just their women's story. That's their story.
Yeah. Boys beat on other boys.
Yeah.
Women have sex with guys.
Yeah. Older guys.
Better way to go, really.
And well, how about your mom? She sounds pretty passive and pretty quiet to not speak up to your dad being such an a-hole.
Yeah, she's a really good mom.
Well, wouldn't a good mom speak up and prevent the dad from...
Well, yeah, I mean...
But were these, did you do anything wrong, or are these just random beatings?
Just for, like, no reason.
All right. And this happened quite often?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay. So that kind of shaped it a little bit.
Well, certainly that would...
We'll give Drew the money, by the way.
No, I think half.
All right.
You know, in all fairness,
it certainly gives you a
you know,
yeah.
There you go.
It certainly gives you a setup to want to try to capture an older male and sort of control that. And, of course, you pick guys that are pretty abusive.
With smelly penises.
As far as the smelly penis goes, the thing that concerns me about that is it could be a sign of infection. Probably prostate infection. It's something he does need to have looked into, just to be sure. And you ought to bring it to his attention.
What's this guy do, this 20-year-old?
Metal.
He's a millwright.
A what?
A millwright.
Millwright?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He mills properly?
No, he works at a mill.
In what?
A mill.
He works in a mill?
Yeah.
What are they, a steel mill?
No. He...
Panning for gold?
A windmill?
No, a lumber mill.
A lumber mill.
Yeah.
I see.
So does it smell like wood? Redwood, perhaps?
Not redwood, but wood, yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Quincy.
Oh,
Quincy, Massachusetts?
No, California.
Quincy Jones?
Oh, okay. All right, Alyssa?
Yeah?
Your wealth of information. I'm going to thank you for your call tonight.
Moved right along, too.
You maybe, I don't trust this guy. You're 16, he's 20.
That's right.
And you lost your virginity to a 17-year-old when you were 12?
Yeah.
Also right.
Yeah.
He's so, a mostly guy,
though. No.
He is he? He doesn't get physical? He's not violent?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't smoke weed like your dad?
No.
Okay.
All right.
He smells like wood.
But can I ask you another question?
Real fast.
Okay. This is for my friend, okay? She
My
best friend, Cindy, she steals all my clothes, but I totally hate her. She's not my best friend anymore, but she totally stretches them out, and I hate
her. We got to go to break.
All right.
Go.
That did not pay dividends. That's gambling.
No.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and don't worry. We'll recover. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Forget about the fax number. Nick and Josh are here tonight. Queens of the Stone Age. And, oh, man, they are coming to a town near you, everybody. I will give you just a couple of dates and places you can find them. They'll be in a few more places than this, except for we're not on in these other places, so why bother giving people a heads up? When they can't hear us, Drew. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
I'm doing the math. Ozfest this Saturday, San Bernardino, and then coming up in Memphis, Tennessee, on September 18th. The 20th, they'll be in Atlanta. On the 23rd of September, they'll be in Norfolk, Virginia. Washington, D.C. on the 25th. New York. On the 27th. On the 30th, Syracuse, then Detroit, Columbus, Chicago, and Lawrence, all coming up, Kansas, that is, all coming up in the next month and a half or so. So we'll look for them coming to a town near you. We'll hear something off of the Rated R CD in just a second. But first, Angela.
Hey there.
Hey, you're 19.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I want to say hi to Nick and Josh, too.
Yeah. Hi, Angela. How you doing?
Well, what's going on? Let's see. I went in for my first, Dr. Down there appointment, and she was doing the little finger job and checking what's in there, and then all of a sudden they found out I had this piece of skin that's kind of dividing me, so, and she kind of figured that I had two cervixes and two uteruses.
Mm-hmm. That can happen.
Yeah, and she said it was kind of a not very, common with most girls. So, but the thing is, I wanted to know is that
no, only about 40 to 43% of women have two uteruses,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Six is what's really rare.
So, but
right.
Anyways, I am engaged right now, and we're planning probably in 3 years to have kids. The doctor really couldn't tell me much yet until it was time to come. She just said, just wait until you're pregnant and then come on in and we'll figure something out. So, but she never said if I would be able to get pregnant or not. And I don't
know. Yeah. Sorry, Drew's page is going up.
Oh,
yeah. Drew, put that thing on 5 days.
That's what it was.
All right.
Typical.
Go right ahead. Sorry.
No, that's no problem. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I just...
What about it, Drew?
I don't know for sure whether it affects fertility. I don't think it does much, so I wouldn't be terribly concerned about it.
Really? Because, me and my fiancé kind of messed around, kind of, you know, explored ourselves with it. And I know it kind of seems like maybe the flap goes kind of diagonal in my cervix maybe, and so it might be cutting off like one part of the, you know, the actual canal to for the
Appendage.
No?
Well, maybe one part of one of it, but one of them will work fine, don't worry.
Does he have two penises?
That would be cool, but no.
Because then he could work the whole area.
Yeah.
And still, the only one egg gets released, so
trouble there.
That egg will end up going to the right place.
Hey, it doesn't affect your sex life, though, right?
Oh no, I mean that's going just great, but
Give it a few years.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't think you have anything to worry about. My understanding is it does not significantly affect fertility.
Oh,
and it's not that rare a thing. It's pretty unusual, but not terribly rare.
All right.
That makes you special, though, which I like.
You know, I just figured out, I think I'm a mutant or something. I have, like, two different sized thumbs and everything, too, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm kind of crazier.
You're true original, and I think you should be proud of that.
Yeah, one thumb is a full 2 centimeters longer than the other. I mean, you could take that on the road.
Yeah, you know which one to hitchhike with, right?
The amazing thumb girl.
I know, I'd be like, woo! No,
yeah,
but,
you hold up your right thumb first, the crowd's like, oh, and then the left. Ah!
What are you open for us?
Bravo! Bravo!
Can you open up our shows with that double thumb action? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
right on.
You could have a guy whose second toe is longer than his big toe, dude, open for you.
Oh, goody.
All right, so you have thumbs that are bigger.
Yeah, and also that little thingy that hangs down in the middle of your throat.
Yeah.
That's split. It's like
that's
heart.
Interesting how you've got splits everywhere. So you were almost twins then, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah,
from
she
there.
Almost split into two.
I know, what's going on, man?
Do you have like a split personality? Do you just beat ass one day and then you're just like a little lover the next day?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really noticed that in myself, but...
Hey, Angela?
Yeah.
Are you a Gemini?
No, I'm a Virgo.
I knew it.
Oh, I knew it too.
I knew it.
I said Virgo.
No, I said Gemini, but I thought Virgo.
Why do you say this?
I can tell. I always can tell a Virgo. Always. And I always ask them, are you Gemini? And they go, no, Virgo. And that's how I know.
Because you used to work for Psychic Friends, right?
That's right. Listen, I can, I'm going to, everyone who's listening to the show right now, I'm going to tell your future. That's your future, but I'm going to read your mind in a sort of psychic way. I'm going to tell you your life. Let's see.
There's something blue around you.
Let's see. Is there something blue around you? Have you ever seen anything that's the color blue? There's a man in your life. He's a man.
You're engaged.
He's taller than you. No, but seriously, here's the thing about you, and this is everyone listening to the show. There's a part of you that the world sees. And then there's another part of you that's very secret, that you don't let other people see, that they don't know about. Am I right?
Is that
you?
Part of you? Yeah.
Also, you're creative. You're very creative. You're super, almost genius creative. But the job you have right now is not fully tapping that creativity. Am I right about that? Is that your life? That's true. It's very true. Who's going to deny that, by the way? When you're a very creative person, am I right?
No,
I'm a dullard.
I can take that one step further. I think when she gets angry, she gets large and green, and she rips from her clothing.
I like the Incredible Hulk, except for the pants stay on magically. Oh, I love that show.
That guy, if he got angry, everything went wrong. Can you imagine that life? He can never get mad or just
right.
Part.
David, Anderson.
get on that, son. Sorry about that, TV Land.
David Banner. Yeah. He was always drifting from job to job, too. You ever watch The Incredible Hulk?
Oh, yeah. Drifter that can't get angry.
Bill Bixby would just show up at a new town and get himself a job as like a short order cook, and then some locals would...
Well, he had to leave because he kept embarrassing himself by breaking into the Hulk. I mean, he was a runaway and hide.
Such an embarrassment, ashamed.
Yeah.
It was a treachery. He was a menace to that community. He had to leave.
Bob?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yes.
What is that?
I'm having difficulty... I'm masturbating, and I want to know how to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think your heart has to stop first.
Yeah, what's the problem, Bob?
Why do you want to stop?
I just...
Are you chafing the skin off yourself?
Huh?
How often are you doing this?
3 or 4 times a day.
You want to cut back?
Oh, that's normal. Go ahead and rub one out.
Yeah.
You need at least 5.
Yeah, 14, 3, 14.
See, young Nick here, he was at like a 7 timer a day. I don't think there was anything to worry about.
Hey, Bob, you don't sound 14.
I am. I'm 14.
I see. All right. 3-4 times a day?
Yeah.
That's fine. You're all right.
Okay.
What do you do? What do you use? You got a VCR? You look at a magazine?
No.
You just use your mind?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good for your imagination. You're developing the skills you'll need later to beat off.
Adam considers that dangerous, though.
Now, you know, it's funny. I was trying to think of some of my... Hey, seriously, for a minute, guys. Think of some of your earliest masturbatory sort of fantasy scenarios. I had Linda Carter getting it on with Adrian Barbeau. All right? I swear,
you're too young to know who you're talking about.
No. Were you deflecting anything?
Wonder Woman getting it on with Maude's daughter.
Huh?
Basically, was one of my earlier masturbatory fantasies.
Probably recurrent one. Recurrent.
If I got like a six pack in there, I think I could summon that one up, little whack down memory lane, so to speak.
Don't I feel a fool? I just thought of the Hulk continuously.
Hey, do you
all magazines for me, man?
What Nick? What was your best day like in high school? I mean, like on a sick day. You know what I mean?
No day.
Home. Well,
when I didn't go.
Yeah.
Every day I didn't go.
All right, every day you didn't go. But I mean, like, what was your like personal masturbatory best, like 24-hour period?
Dad's videos.
You know, how many
I'm looking.
He's trying to set a record with her.
I say nine.
Good nine.
Impressive. He's a strong nine.
He's a young strong back. He'll go nine.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Not afraid to rub one out.
Well, just because he said nine, I'll say nine and a half.
You're such a competitor.
There was this time, you know, after nine, I just won an extra half, and I was like, oh, forget about it. I don't care anymore.
Drew, what do you have?
His soul started to emerge at nine. Here and went back.
Hey, I think I could go. I think I'm about seven. I think 7-8 on like a good day, maybe 15-16, something like that. Yeah. And we're talking military time now, 24-hour clock.
Yeah. But are you talking dry hand or are you on the move there? Are you using
whatever it took?
Whatever, just any old thing.
Indoor, outdoor, wind aided.
The sleeve of your favorite jacket. Whatever.
Whatever you like. Yeah. Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Baby, I love you.
I want to know what the long term effects of ecstasy are.
Get her.
Primarily mood disturbances and panic attacks and anxiety.
And I have like two other questions.
Okay.
I want to know...
You know what I mean by mood disturbances?
No, not really.
Depression.
Depression?
Mm-hmm. As you get older, all the fun you had will come back in the negative way, like Superman Bizarro.
It damages the parts of the brain that are responsible for mood. Okay?
Well, you know, your brain is like a car.
Uh-huh.
And you can buy a new car and have a new brain and have a good time with it, like never change the oil and just drive it hard, never warm it up, and have a good old time with it. And then have a lot of problems with it later. Or you can sort of like do the boring stuff, change the oil, check the fluid, do all that, rotate stuff, do this and do that. Not as much fun, except for in the long run, it's in better shape once you get like over 80,000 miles on it. It doesn't smoke as much.
Yeah, when you're
merging on the freeway.
When you're 85 and you're in a wheelchair and they're pushing you around, you'll be happy about it.
What are the other questions?
I wanted to know how long it stays in your system.
About 6 hours.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's right on out.
And then let's go back to work and take that pick.
That's right. And buy some more and put some more in your system.
Yes?
Does it, I also want to know, does it affect, like, sex or anything?
Yes. Afterwards or while you're on it?
Afterwards. Well, both, actually.
Ooh, in what way? What's your experience?
Because my friend wanted to know if it ruins sex.
Most people say it's an enhancing thing, but afterwards it could create a lot of problems later.
Because the sex will never be that good again, by God.
Yeah, when you get to those parts of the brain we're talking about affect arousal, libido, and those sorts of things can be damaged.
All right, this is a perfect time for a smooth segue. We'll hear something from Queens of the Stone Age. This one is called, look at everyone. Is he Drew? He's out of the studio before we even go to song.
He's afraid of the rock.
This song is called The Feel Good Hit of the Summer.
For the kids.
Summer, I should say here. Yeah. Queens of the Stone Age, Nick and Josh are both here. Rated R is the name of the CD. Josh is taking a leak, true?
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything okay at the hospital?
Everything's okay.
All right. Who was that?
I'm not going to tell you.
It's not your wife, is
no,
it?
No, I was a patient.
All right. Don't they know you do a radio show?
This was inappropriate. This was an appropriate call.
It was appropriate.
It was appropriate.
Okay, I don't have to get on the phone with
them. No, you don't have to yell at them.
Okay. Once in a while, I grab Drew's cell phone and yell at some of his patients. I know it sounds like I'm kidding, but it just happened. As it happened,
Drew? It just happened. You grabbed the phone and screamed.
Yes. Go to the hospital! In the back of a limousine, Drew talking to one of his old Jewish patients, told him 14 times that they... Mrs. Wittenberg, no, you have to... No, it can't be done at home. No, you must go to the hospital... Well, because, the equipment, no, you have to go on. I was a little strung out, a little tired, back to the airport kind of thing, back in the car after about the 15th. Miss Wittenberg, I'm telling you, I grabbed the phone. Listen, you old coos, you go back to this goddamn hospital, you do what Drew tells you to do.
And get over that bridge and
throw the phone back
steal
at
candy,
her.
You troll.
Oh, my God. You know the thing that's funny about Drew? He likes it when I do that. He does. And sure, I was talking about...
You get to live vicariously.
I was talking to some guys in Canada about how your wife has you on a short leash.
Yeah.
Which isn't really even a leash. It's a piece of dental floss. Her leash is as long as, like, something that... You know when you...
It's hair attached to you.
Yeah, like on your sweatshirt, when you get a little fray and you pull on it and a little thing comes out, that's as long as Drew's wife's leash keeps it.
No, I like staying close to her.
But I get on the horn with her and straighten her out every once in a while, and you secretly enjoy that, don't you? You do, don't you?
The old boat
anchor.
You
have a very special relationship, too.
Boat anchor.
Stephanie?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. Like 2 months ago, I was having sex with some guy, and in the middle of me having sex with him, the condom wasn't feeling right, and when we had stopped, we couldn't find it. Well, that was 2 months ago.
And you found it today under the car seat?
No, I found it yesterday, actually.
Inside?
Yeah, inside of me, and I was wondering how should I, should we look for it? I was wondering if I should go, soon. I know I have to go to the doctor, but if I should go, right away or...
2 months it resided in
your... Yeah, I looked for it and everything.
Vagina?
Yeah, his friend was all, oh, yeah, we found it and threw it away. So I thought it wasn't in me. And I...
Wait a minute. Somebody said they found it and threw it...
So another friend or your boyfriend found it.
It wasn't my boyfriend. It was a guy I was seeing.
Wait a minute. I don't get part I don't get. Who's the part about we found it, we threw it away? Who said that?
So some guy's friend found it.
Hold on.
We had sex in his room. His friend's room.
Right.
Oh.
And he told his friend, we can't find the condom. We're all in there looking for it. And then he told me, oh, it's okay. We already found it and threw it away.
So your boyfriend, the boy.
So you didn't know it was in you?
Yeah, I thought they found it and threw it away.
Right.
So they organized a search party and then claimed to find it.
Given that all of our friends and
Right.
Like a group looking.
All right. So
looking.
2 months in you, huh?
Yeah, and then I like had started my period, and I had a tampon in me, and I got drunk and had sex with a tampon in too, and like found that 2 days after. I didn't have to go to the doctor. I just got that out, and I was wondering, is that serious?
Yeah. Well, that she hacked up. That was
Well, you know,
pull the string out of her mouth.
Nick just lost his wallet, and I'm wondering if maybe that's in there as well.
I lose a lot of things.
You found that?
Yeah.
What else have you lost up there?
I got
it. Wait, you lost a lot of things up there?
Yeah, I lose a lot. No, just messing around.
All right, well, here's the deal. It's amusing, but it's not. These things happen commonly. The doctors have to pull stuff out all the time.
Yeah.
Problem here is that it can really put you at risk for toxic shock syndrome.
The condom or?
Both of them, particularly the tampon, but both can put you at risk.
Having it 2-3 months in there, I mean.
Even at more than 12 hours for the tampon can put you at risk of toxic shock. So look.
Hey, Stephanie, real quick. When your dad says he can't find the remote for the VCR, do you go, hey, not me, not this time, not my coos, no.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, so you could be in trouble, but here's the deal. You're 16. Let's look at the bigger picture. Let's forget about the toxic shock syndrome for a second.
That when humans left and no other resource, just eat and have sex.
Yeah, you're getting drunk. You're getting tampons pushed up you because you're loaded and you forget to pull it out.
You got your cell phone on vibrate. It's just getting...
You got some... you're having sex with some guy. He's not your boyfriend. The condom's flying all over the room.
Well, I have a boyfriend.
Okay. It's not this guy, though, right? No. Okay. Well, let's reel it in just a couple notches now.
I have another question too. Can I ask real quick? Okay. When you do a prank and if you don't sleep for like 2 or 3 days, well, this is what happened to me and I didn't eat for like 2 days.
Right.
Nick would be a good person to answer this.
You start hallucinating.
Right. No, I didn't hallucinate. I had got up and started yelling like I was falling asleep, and I got up real quick and started yelling and then started shaking and I couldn't get up. Like, what's that
cause from? That's a seizure.
What's the name of your gang called?
I don't have a gang.
Sleep deprivation.
Darling.
Stimulants and sleep deprivation are both potential causes of seizure.
That was a seizure?
Probably.
Hey, Stephanie, I'm going to get back to my theme with the lost tampon, the crank, and the condoms, and the meaningless sex with strangers.
Yeah.
16, baby.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, slow it down a notch.
Yeah.
You have plenty of
go to bed.
To do. Go to bed.
Well, I go to a psychiatrist.
Good. Okay, good. Oh.
Are you bipolar?
Actually, my dad was, and my dad died. He killed himself.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they say that...
You're bipolar, too.
Well, yeah, but he says I'm depressed, but they think I have ADD.
Well, you're bipolar also, though.
He doesn't say that. He told me at first.
All right. Whatever it is, just stop doing so much...
You should just try to eliminate drama from your life, because I have ACDC, but it won't go away.
Relax. All right, Stephanie?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, babe. I'll tell you. A woman, here's the deal. When a woman has this kind of energy, the world is her amusement park. It really is. Head out any night.
Girls are in control, man.
Absolutely.
They got all the power. They just roam their hearts.
All right, the queens of the Stone Age are on... London time, and they're falling apart over here. But you know what? And you know how rarely I enjoy bands?
Yeah.
True? I'm always glad when they leave.
Yeah.
I like these guys. I know, I'm not in good shape either.
You're with us.
But I've gotten it out. Here's what I'm saying to you guys.
You guys did actually mind a little bit of Verpipe. This is other favorite band.
Here's the deal.
It's just some feeling, I guess.
They have a certain je ne sais quoi about them that I really enjoy. I'm strangely attracted to Nick and John. Here's what I say we do.
You're like strap on.
It's not strange.
I know it's
just
healthy.
An attraction. It's healthy.
Here's what I say we do. I say we take a break now. You guys smoke a little cigarette. And we come back for one more break, just like a 6-minute break. You guys are out of here at 11:36.
We love you.
Stay out of here in 12 minutes. What
do you
say? All right. We'll be back after this. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Griffin, number 1-800-LOVE-191. Queens of the Stone Age here for one more break. Nick and Josh. The CD is rated R, and I now I know why I like these guys. We're kindred spirits, both construction guys.
That's what it is.
Yeah, real guys.
The working man.
Yeah. Nick was a roofer.
Come in.
Yeah, that's a rough gig, at roofing. First off, everything's got to get up on the roof, which is including your lazy ass, which is bad enough as it is. And then it's always extra hot up there, and it's
and you got to bring it up there.
Falling off isn't fun.
Oh, it's a mess, and that hot muffin. Oh, big kettle of car burning. You're pumping it up there. You got a 5-gallon bucket with a mop in it. You're just mopping tar all over the place. And here's the real downside of roofers. Or roofing, I should say, is you're working with roofers.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean,
other roofers.
That's the part they don't tell you about.
I used to couldn't spell roofer, but now I have one.
Yeah, I mean, those guys. I'm sure toothless guys with that black lung.
The 50-year-old roofer, when you're like, for how long? And they say, 35 years.
Yeah, dropped out of junior high to start roofing, yeah. The ones that, they have a son and a daughter, but they call them the kid.
Yeah.
Kid and the old lady.
Well, the kid.
Yeah.
And you see yourself in their eyes for 1 second and you jump off the roof face first.
That's right. Josh? This Josh.
Yeah.
Not our Josh, but caller Josh. You're 19.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Daddy?
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age. You guys, I never even heard you guys, to be honest, man.
But.
I don't mean to be a dick by saying that.
But after hearing them tonight.
But now, I heard you guys tonight. You guys are pretty bad.
That's good, though,
thank
right?
You.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
Good.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Modesto.
Hey, you can go see him at the, Modesto. Let's see. Okay, they're nowhere near you. Forget it. Go ahead, Josh.
All right, man.
Are you stoned yourself?
Yeah. No comment on that.
Yeah. Of course
he is. I plead the fifth.
All right, what's up?
But, what happens to me is it's kind of not a good situation. When my girlfriend gives me head, she sometimes, she'll throw up on me.
Yeah, that's bad.
that's definitely not good.
A little bit of the beauty of guys, too, isn't it? It's like, okay, keep going.
Job and I can't hold it in or whatever. I mean, maybe if you guys knew somehow I could avoid that situation.
Well, it's when you release into her mouth that causes her to vomit?
Yes, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, that's a gag reflex.
Is she pushing on the back of her head?
No, I'm not that bad.
Does she vomit pre-cum? That's my question.
Are you in amongst the carrots that are on your belly? You know what I'm saying?
Josh's brain is not working right.
Yeah.
No, my brain's very much intact. I'm just tired, man. I work 7 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night.
What do you do?
I work 2 part-time jobs.
Fantastic. You know, it's funny. I've often said this. The people, the more jobs you have, the less money you make. It's a weird equation, but the people call and go, I got 4 jobs, man, and I go to school full time. But you don't make any money, do you, with those 4 jobs? You think
I make decent money.
But doesn't it make you mad that people have 1 job make a lot more?
Hell yeah.
I'm mad.
I heard that.
All right. This is the way she's set up. I don't know if you're going to be able to change this.
Gagging. It could be just a gag from something. Passing her teeth, frankly. Some people are very...
All right, so here's... I suggest you do it in the shower and do it standing up. How about that?
Yeah, keep your...
standing up and maybe your neck hurts.
Yeah.
And keep your running shoes on so you can get out of the way.
All right, I'll do that.
Hey, you can do what I do. You wear that lobster bib with the bullseye on it. I usually use it for masturbating. On the other side of the bib, like the dartboard games, is that baseball game. That inexplicable baseball game?
No way.
How
do you do that
one? Nobody knows. It's like on the back of every dartboard, there's a baseball diamond.
That
no one's ever played. And it's like, I imagine the guys who manufacture them are like, hold on, we got to put the baseball game on the back of these. Oh, why? We do. Hey, don't ask questions. We put it on. Yeah, but it just sits against the wall. No one even knows it. It's got to be there.
It's for the wall.
It's for the wall.
The wall plays that game. Now just put it on there.
All right. Debbie?
Yep.
You're 33?
I love you, baby.
You've been on a hold for 106 minutes.
Yeah.
God
well,
bless you. What's up?
Actually, I was curious about flatulence.
Right.
The sound is actually the sound of the gas hitting the air, right?
Hitting the air?
No.
Like a sonic boom?
I think it's the muscles releasing.
It's the the vibration of the tissue.
It's the flap of the ass.
Yeah.
Because we've all been on that date. Now, you guys know the date I'm talking about where you're in the chick's apartment and there's not a lot of room to operate, and they have the Masonite hollow core bathroom door, which should be a code violation in my book. Those doors should be like steel clad
inches. Oh, a violation of humanity.
With pneumatic closures.
Unless they run in tandem with the fan, the loud fan, and then they become acceptable.
They get the fart fan going, and that's all right. Because you running the faucet is only going to cover so much sound. But seriously, who has not done the intentional cheek spread whilst taking the leak or washing the hands in the bathroom, where you actually reach down, grab the cheek, open it up, and instead of that whoopee cushion flap sound, you just get that rush of air. Yeah, no different than if you took a whoopee cushion and just sort of held it open and slowly squeezed it.
Which I've done a number of times with my whoopee cushion.
So, Drew, it is the ass flap, right?
Just think of the whoopee cushion. It's the perfect example of where the noise comes from.
Right.
The flapping.
Right. All right. So, Debbie's been on hold for 107 minutes.
Yeah, listen.
Debbie?
Yeah.
So that's where it comes from. It's not the methane combining with the air causing some sort of...
Are you really curious about this?
Well, I'm wondering why, you never hear your cat or your dog fart, you just smell it.
No, I hear my dog fart constantly, and it's a source of embarrassment and problems.
Really? No flapping? Well, if you really think about a cat or a dog, they have no ass, just hole. You know what I mean? They have no...
They don't retain the chew.
No ass, just they're like a hole. There's nothing to flap.
Yeah.
And using the same logic, I'm guessing fat guys put out more sound. People with more ass, like black people? No, but they have a
more
muscular ass. Yeah. Black folks have a muscular ass, which doesn't flap as much, and they therefore have less sound. You know what I'm saying? So, when's the last time you heard a black guy really bust loose on a fart? You don't hear it that much, is what I'm saying. Because it's a tight buttock.
So you're saying the more ass, the more power.
The more
flap.
Here's what it is. The distance between the end of the asshole and the end of the crack in the beginning of the outside world. You know that span, which can go
the outside world.
What? Civilization? I mean, that area could, on some people, it's an inch and a half, and on some folks, it's like, 17 inches or whatever it is. The longer that area, the louder the fart sound, the more flap.
I think it's more the anus itself, the distance from the end of the rectum to the
I don't think you can get technical with this question.
No, you can't. The reason dogs and cats don't make the sound,
they don't have that space there.
There's nothing to flap. Right. There's no coolie, just an a-hole.
Well, I know I'm not a caller, but my question is, when the rest of the world and the ass meet, what's that called? Can I get a cell phone?
That's called a harmonic convergence. That's when everything
gets flat all the way down to the ass, and there's just a hole right there.
Come on, get Debbie again. We got to get a chance.
Sorry, Debbie.
That was another question.
Sorry about that, Debbie.
Hey, anything else, Debbie?
We're getting totally sidetracked here.
Oh, that's fine.
Anything else? Get back to the...
I have one more question about drug testing.
Yeah. How do you pass?
Are mushrooms involved in that, or would they come up in a drug test?
Yes, they can.
Okay, what category are they?
Psilocybin.
But they're not going to come up a week after you tell them.
No.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah, about 24 hours. There.
24 hours.
Yeah. Drink a cup of vinegar, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
They don't test for vinegar.
Okay.
All right, Debbie.
Thank you.
Take all those mushrooms, all right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. They have a drug test in, your roofers have them too, right?
Yeah, you have to have them in your system or you can't go to work.
He told me he was reprimanded for not having drugs in his system. He told him he was sick during the weekend. It was on a Monday. He was caught off guard.
Look, I was tired.
I was hungry. I
had a little bit.
I had mono. What do you want? The guy said, well, maybe if you down this.
I was fired.
I was actually thrown off the roof.
Here's some Quaaludes and a fifth of Jack.
Don't come back.
Go to the port of sand over there. I'm going to pretend this didn't happen. All right?
When you come here tomorrow, you better have red eyes and you better not know where the hell you are.
You get one more chance, Oliver, and that's it.
It's not you. It's the message it sends to the other roofers. All right.
Do you really want them to think you're doing a good job?
That is it. Rated R is the name of the CD, Queens of the Stone Age. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Do appreciate it. Now, come back anytime. It was joyous. Again, go out and get the CD, Rated R from Queens of the Stone Age. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back after this. It is Love Live. Well, Queens of the Stone Age have made their way out to the limousine. I like those guys.
You like that they laughed at you?
No, they laughed with me, Drew. I got a good vibe off those guys. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You're gay.
They seem like a good
regular guy vibe?
Yep.
Let me tell you something I was thinking about while I was taking a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
You know my beef with cops being used, or cops ought not to be used?
You're right.
People calling the cops all the time because neighbors got the TV turned up too loud, or the cat's up the tree, whatever it is. People just using the cops as if they were their personal cops,
right?
For sort of nothing.
Right.
Meanwhile, the cops are now being monopolized by you and your non-problem, so they cannot get on to the business of me and my real problem, which is being raped at the ATM. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
And they're constantly talking about, we don't have enough cops. We don't have enough men on the street. But here's my thing. Why not put them to a little better use? Do we need the actual cops showing up for the chicken-ass stuff?
Maybe they need different tiers.
Yeah. Let me give you a
fine
example of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The cops showed up at the house today that I'm building.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I didn't know at first. All I knew is I was talking to someone who was working there while I was playing in this golf tournament, and uh-oh, the cops showed up. Well, here's why the cops showed up at my house. No. Drew, I ask you a quick question. Have you ever been right when you've jumped in with one of your potential answers?
One out of 100. This keeps me doing it.
100,000.
Yeah.
And that's conservative estimate.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. The cops showed up. Because the house that I bought, that I'm working on, previously had a whole bunch of phone lines in it. I had like 15 phone lines. I don't know why. Like they're running some sort of, telesales scam out of it or something. And the phone periodically gets screwed up, meaning the number changed on us once. The wire, we had to take a wire down to do something, put the wire back up, and all of a sudden it's in one of the other phone numbers.
Hmm.
The point is somehow we got someone else's phone number. And that person, instead of calling the phone company and getting it straightened out, or surmising, it was a person in the neighborhood, surmising that there's some construction going on here, maybe there's some whatever, called the cops and had the cops show up.
Be another one of these neighborhoods that you are a sort of
pariah.
Oh my God! What do you alienate each and every neighborhood you enter?
Here is my point, Drew.
Hey, we got to talk about this.
You pick up the phone one day and realize your phone is now being shared with someone else in the neighborhood.
You call the phone company.
You call the phone company. Do you assume that they tied into your phone line so that they could start using your phone, too? And what about the part where they're having conversations and confused as well? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what about the part where people are calling their number asking for you, and they're picking it up?
Right.
What's wrong with you calling the number and saying, hey, there's been a little miscue here. You know what's going on. I live down the street. Or calling the goddamn phone company.
Yep.
call the cops show up, the cops stop everything, the cops got to get everyone's driver's license and go through everything. The cops came back later on that day. Somebody then called the number, and the old Yenta bitch who called the cops in the first place, like, picked up the phone and said, like, I'm not going to have this. They can't, you know, it's like one of these things, like, people, listen to me. Think about motive before you call the cops, please. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's got to make sense, Earl.
Here's what I want. I want a list of things that are acceptable for you to call the cops for.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff,
charged.
You're penalized for.
Yeah.
It works just like anything else works. A tree branch falls down and knocks a telephone pole down. They come out and fix it. But your kid takes a butter knife and rams it into one of the receptacles or one of the phone jacks, and the guy comes out and he's going to charge you for it.
Yep.
You call the cops to come out because your phone line got crossed with some neighbors. I make a little service charge there. Couple of guys getting paid X amount of hours, driving a cruiser, which, by the way, they never shut off. So it burns 4 gallons of gas while it's just parked in the driveway because cops have this thing where they, you know, they turn the cars on when they get them from the factory and then they break the key off at them. They can never shut the cop car. You ever seen a cop go in and shut the car?
No, never.
Never happened. I want to see people start getting penalized for this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because what is the message otherwise to this bitch who calls the cops? And how? And by the way, if she's calling the cops when the phone line gets crossed or there's static on the line, how many other times has she called the cops?
Have you met her yet?
No, I have not.
Have you gone out of your way to figure out who it is?
I look forward to the day I do meet her.
Have you done battle with any of your neighbors yet?
Not yet.
How many neighbors? Is it a similar neighborhood to that which you've alienated up in the...
I certainly hope not. That's all I can say. But calling the cops because your phone line is crossed with somebody else's.
They are going to eat you up alive.
Why? Is that my fault? What is the motivation?
Right, all right, all right. Okay.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what do you think? What does... Listen, everybody. Not everything is a diabolical plan waged against you. Sometimes S just happens, and try to step outside of the situation for 1 second and figure out whether it's intentional or aggressive, or maybe it's just a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Thomas?
Hi.
And listen, anyone who's out there who's a cop, I want you to just pistol whip these people. I seriously, if you're a cop and you can hear me right now, and you get called out to someone's house for some nonsense, I want you to give them a little talking to. I really do. Thank you, Thomas.
You're very welcome, Adam.
What's going on?
Phone lines cross. Let's call the cops.
What's up?
I just want to say, Drew, you're a guy.
Right, thank you.
And Adam, you rule.
Thank you.
Everything you say.
What's up, Thomas?
I was curious on what you guys keep referring to as the behymen.
Behymen?
Yeah.
That is something that resides in the rear end of males.
What is the function for it?
Well, we're all born with them, much like the female's hymen.
Okay.
Some of ours are still intact. Others are not.
What is the function of it?
Well, it's God's barrier.
God's barrier.
Yes, he puts it there so that men's anuses are protected from other men. But once in a while, a man goes against God and nature and attempts to put something there, and therefore the behymen is pierced.
Oh, I see.
How's your behymen? Is it in good shape?
Pretty much intact.
Now, the difference between a man and a woman is a man can go to the grave with his behymen. Women's behymen, or I should say hymen, would be gone usually by the time, 17, 18, even if they're virgins, horseback riding, mishap on the jungle gym, something like that.
Okay. So you can basically live without it, though?
Oh, you'll be fine.
Okay.
It's the losing it that hurts.
The losing it. Oh, okay.
Okay, Thomas. Yeah. All right, buddy? There you go.
You have a good day.
You too.
Oh, boy.
Emily?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Wait a second. Let me...
We have 1 minute, Emily.
Go, baby.
I'm going.
We have 1 minute.
Okay.
We have 1 minute.
The thing is, my dad's in rehab right now. He went to the full-out rehab resort in Arizona. And you know, he's been exhibiting really erratic behavior for the past year because he's been abusing drugs.
Okay.
And he's been, you know, he's been a user most of his life.
All right, what's your question?
Well, the question is, I don't know, like, he, you know, he's bipolar, and he has these mood swings. And somehow he's managed to manipulate the nurses into, like, letting him call, like, every 3 minutes.
What is your question?
Well, I don't know what to do because he, sometimes he, you know, he calls and he's angry.
You should go to the family sessions.
Well, I didn't get to go to the family session because it started, you know, right when I had, you know, my college starting.
It's important to go to the family sessions if you possibly can. I would call the nursing staff and tell them what he's doing. They're probably not aware. And I would stop taking the calls until until you have evidence that he's well into his treatment.
Hey, you do what my neighbor does. You call the cops.
All right? But you need to participate in some form of treatment. In the meantime, what you can do to help him is go to Al-Anon.
Okay. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back. Is it Thursday? I'm all screwed up on my day.
It is Thursday, yeah.
It is. Does anyone else feel screwed up on their day?
Oh, I am badly.
Does it not feel like Thursday to you?
No.
Good. Well, the good news is it is. Yeah. All right. That brings to a close another fabulous Love Line week. I want to thank Danielle for doing a great job on the phones and everything else. Producer Ann for doing a wonderful job putting her feminine stink all over the show. And, of course, Engineer Anderson for pressing the button. Where we hear the applause.
Anderson.
Let's hear the applause one more time, Anderson, for you, buddy. This one's for you. There you go. Give yourself a hand. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Pitchers of beer and shaking my ass. These are the things that I make my living from.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.